Hi there, welcome to episode number 35 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. How are you guys today? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. So if you have any questions, send them our way, our email, info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is G-I-T-A-N-A styling.com. If you guys want to chat with me, you know, we have a free Facebook group where we host classes and answer questions. Please make sure to join us. I'll leave some links below for you. Also, remember, we have our Etsy store where we sell workbooks and planners for your fashion business. And if you need more support, we have also our fashion online incubator program, which I'll leave links below. Today, I'm so excited because I have an incredible guest here with me. She's a designer from Dallas, Texas, from the United States. Her name is Lynette Williams, who is the founder of Louise Lynette, which is a deeply personal brand created by and for women that celebrates female connections. Louise Lynette elevates and expands elegant designs to center stage, inspired by founder Lynette Williams' mother, Louise, and also Lynette's own day in the fashion world with creations by Lynette. Louise Lynette fashions represent the modern refined woman looking for the perfect mix of professional class and elegance, cocktail hours with classic elegance mixed with warmth of heart and elegant fabrics soft to the touch. Lynette, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful to meet you.
Oh, same here. I love your story. I love having you here and connecting with you because we have a lot of our audience. You know, we have a lot of fashion entrepreneurs who follow us, especially designers, but we also have a lot of people who want to get into the business and who want to learn from the best. And I'm so excited to share, you know, everything that you have to say with them and your tips and everything, your story, basically. So I want to start, you know, by telling the audience, you know, you said that you in your bio and your story that you started pursuing your longtime dream of designing clothes at the age of 70. Why don't we start there? Tell us more about that.
Okay. I am 70, and I turned 70 in March. And I will say that it goes back to when I first was introduced to sewing, and that was in my seventh grade class in middle school, which is like 57, 58 years ago. I remember that day so well, and I can even remember what the room looked like. I was introduced to sewing then, and I loved working with fabrics and patterns and embellishments, and I just carried it on through middle school and high school, and then unfortunately had to step away from it and go into the workforce. So I did a lot of competitive tennis and also working in the oil and gas business as a geologic technician. I also stepped into motherhood and, you know, marriage and motherhood and all of that. And then through a very strong revelation after putting several things on hold, I wanted to really find my purpose and my calling. And so I, you know, took some time off and I did that. And through that very strong revelation, I found that I was to apply my designs to fabric. And this was a few years ago. And then I launched Louise Lynette, which is via the web, or online. And that was over a year ago.
Okay.
July was over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been just loving what I've been doing for all this time.
That's incredible. That's incredible. It's so important to have that time to you know, look back and see the big picture and be like, okay, because we don't take that time, you know, we're just busy doing everything. And I'm so glad you had that moment to reflect on that and go for it, which is very courageous. So, you know,
yes, that's very true.
Especially in this industry, like I think we're all very courageous in this industry, just, you know, showing up and doing what we love and everything. There's so many elements, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, because it's kind of saturated, you know, the field. But if you know your calling and you know your true love and, you know, all of these pieces of the puzzle in your life just start to fall into place.
Correct.
You know, it just feels so right. And you go into just searching out.
Yeah, for sure.
What you're supposed to do.
For sure. And you named your label after your mom's name, correct?
Yes, that's very true. But that in itself is also a story.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to start out with another name that I was very emotionally attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Searching out legally the mm-hmm. trademark name,
okay.
It come to find out it was taken,
okay,
legally, and so I couldn't go that route. I chose not to go that route, even though it was being used by someone in London,
mm-hmm.
England. And they hadn't used it for several years. Mm-hmm. I chose to go ahead and back away from that because I didn't want any legal problems whatsoever moving forward with that.
Yeah.
So that was just another big thing too. Mm-hmm. And so I was searching, okay, what would I love to do? What would I, you know, just really feel that was very applicable?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about, you know, just my name and Louise Lynette and how kind and
mm-hmm.
caring and generous my mom was to share her name, Louise, mm-hmm. with me. And then I thought, oh my gosh, you know, what about Louise Lynette?
Mm-hmm.
And so we all kind of talked about it and looked at it and looked at my signature and just all kinds of things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And just fell in love with it because it had such a deep meaning to me. And so it also was involving my mom. So I love it.
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. It has a nice ring to it. And yes, I love it too. What about, you know, when you talk about your business, you say it's a women-centric business, that this is a very important part for you. Why don't you share a little bit more about that, about your view on business with women? How do you see that topic?
Yes, and it's very true as well. I've always loved making women's clothing.
Mm-hmm.
All the patterns, all the embellishments, all of the fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot to me. It's what I truly love doing.
Okay.
Moving forward with that has been a true delight of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to help women to feel really good about themselves and what they're wearing. And it's important to me that they feel comfortable mm-hmm. in what they're wearing.
Mm-hmm.
I love to add wonderful fabrics to my designs, as well as linings underneath the garment pieces themselves, so that they're comfortable
mm-hmm.
underneath when they're wearing them. And so that's what I love to do.
Lovely, Lovely. Something else I wanted to mention, you said in the beginning you launched about a year ago, and then, you know, it says on your website that you launched really during the pandemic. Everything that was happening, that's when you launched. And I wanted to ask you, you know, how was that, you know, and how was that process then? And how is it different now that, you know, there's still stuff going on, but definitely we're moving forward and there's a lot of things happening. I wanted to ask you, how was that then and now?
Thank you for that question, because I can't even begin to tell you how difficult it was. Even though I knew that I was supposed to do that, it was like, oh my gosh, this is really difficult, really hard. And so I was supposed to start out with 20 tops. And so I had all these designs and everything, you know, made up and thought out, and come to find out, I was going to be able to only start with 10.
Okay.
And so I thought, oh my goodness, this is going to really, I guess, affect the collection. You know, you can only do what you can do. And so we decided to go ahead and move forward with that. And it was extremely difficult because my factory is in India. And as you probably know, India was hit very hard with the pandemic, extremely hard. And the factory had to lay off like half of their people. So that was very difficult. But we decided to go ahead and keep moving forward. And really the only thing we could do was Zoom calls, and Zoom meetings, and a lot of email and pictures from the factory. But it ended up where it threw my collection off like almost 3 months. Which has been really extremely difficult. But you keep moving forward. And even amongst all the problems, and also there were some other problems that happened along the way, like India came down with a terrible monsoon on top of everything. And it affected some things. And we had to work around some of those issues. And we've started to come out of that, and things are opening up and moving forward, and things have become a little more less difficult, easier communication, and a lot more support through people that are able to come back into the business. And so it's gotten a little bit easier.
Of course. No, I imagine. And I congratulate you for going through all of that and being here and moving forward. I mean, rewinding and going back then, I remember talking to so many designers going through all this, losing money, having merchandise ready to ship over there, and then, you know, they were not able to have access to it, and having physical stores, boutiques here, and not being, you know, having nothing to sell, or having, you know, the city tell them you cannot open your boutique. Like there was so many things. And I remember I've always told my audience, like, one of my my main messages in my business is you have to have an online side of the business. I always, before the pandemic, I always tell people like, you have to expand. You never know. There's different stages in life. You get married, you have a kid, you get sick, someone gets sick. So I always encourage our entrepreneurs, our fashion entrepreneurs, to develop a side of the business that is online. And when the pandemic hit, I was really like, that was like my main thing. I'm telling people like, open your online store. I understand you have your boutique, but open your online store. And I think about, you know, imagine if this kind of situation would have happened in the 80s when, you know, you had to communicate with someone in India. You know, it was super expensive and phone calls and stuff. And nowadays, you know, you can have Zoom. Of course, there are times that there's no connection, and there was very hard times that we went through. But even like, you know, people have Instagram and you can, you know, connect with them or WhatsApp or whatever. It's a different thing. It's still very hard, but it's way easier than it was before. And I think that everyone kind of realized that in that moment and used all the resources we had available for that moment and expanded in those ways. Their business expanded those ways. You started really thinking, I mean, you just starting out, you kind of graduated. It was like a speed training for you because you had to learn so much so quickly. And I'm sure your business is benefiting from that tremendously now, right?
Yes, it is. And you're right. You know, it's so difficult when you're trying to make such tough decisions. Mm-hmm. Okay, should I move forward? Should I not? Mm-hmm. Should I, you know, do whatever?
Yeah.
but having a lot of support and professional support that's very educated in the business, which I have had, and Shama with Scaling Retail has been a tremendous help for me in the business, as well as her placing me with Stateless out of New York, which does helps me with design, production, development, all of that. We just had a lot of meetings together and discussing a lot of different things from a lot of different angles.
Yeah.
And when things like, you know, the pandemic and other things hit, you just, you know, try and do your best and really, you know, listen to your calling and listen to your gut. And, you know, what it all feels like to you and really what your passion is and what you want to do.
Totally. I agree. And let me ask you, because this is something that a lot of people ask me all the time. The marketing side of things with social media and, you know, nowadays is a different world. Before, you know, the big retailers, they would do these commercials and magazine ads and all of this, right? And they spent millions of dollars doing this with the celebrities and everything. And now entrepreneurship has grown so much. Everybody has their brand. They have the possibility to have their brand, but they have to invest a lot of their time and energy into this area, right? To move it forward. I want to ask you, as a young business and that's just, you know, starting out and going through this process with the pandemic, how is this, you know, the marketing in your business? Do you participate in it? Do you have people that do it for you? Are you involved in this social media marketing? How is that for you?
Yes, it's first of all very important. You know, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Pinterest, you know, all of those are really important, and it's important to stay on it and make yourself very visible. I do a little bit of that, but I also have an assistant that helps me with that as well, and she is wonderful and knows an awful lot of in-depth information about all of that. The social media, and then also for marketing, I have hired a company, Bolt PR.
Oh, yes.
Has helped me tremendously, and they are just awesome. And I'm so thrilled with them and how they work, and they're very professional. And I think that having that side also as well is a tremendous help. Yeah, I think that's what I would say.
I love it. Thank you for being transparent, because, you know, a lot of people don't like to talk about the behind the scenes. And, you know, some people, they're great at the marketing side and they do it themselves and they really love it. Maybe they have a background in that business and, you know, it's their passion to design. So then later on in life, they started designing, but they have that business background. But for other people, they're really struggling, and that's a big part of the business and for the success of the business. And I love that you said, you know, how you do a little bit, right? But you stick to the thing that you know and that you love, and you hire people. And I know everyone doesn't have the possibility to hire people, but there's different levels. You can start like an assistant, you know, that it's a student that is going through social media marketing training or whatever, and that they can help you so you can grow, because you can't be everything and do everything, right?
Right.
You have to recognize your strengths and your weaknesses and get help, right?
Yes. Oh my goodness. Yes, absolutely. I feel so blessed and so thankful and so grateful that I have my assistant, and she has been just excuse me, a tremendous help. Because she's so good and so on top of all of that, and because she's young, and it's what they do.
Yeah,
you know, it's such a big part of their life. And so she's very educated in that respect as well.
Okay. Amazing.
But it does take a lot of time.
It does.
I'll say that.
It does. I agree. What are your best tips, your advice for those people who are listening, who are like, you know what, I really have this passion as well, but I'm scared of starting out. I don't know what to do. The times are so crazy, like, based, you know, that you just went through this process with the pandemic and everything. You know, what are your best tips for them to get them going and take the plunge?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sure. Well, I think that first of all, I'd say just really search out, you know, whether it be through the internet, just really do a lot of research and what you really want to do.
Okay.
And be sure that's really what you want to do, because it's not inexpensive. It is expensive, and it takes a tremendous amount of time. But I would say talk to a lot of people, you know, just find out, you know, really exactly what you want to do, and be prepared, because it is expensive. It is a costly endeavor. And it does take a lot of time. So,
And like you say, you have to have,
what I would say.
You have to know if it's for you and if you have passion for it, because like anything in life, anything that we love and we want to accomplish, it's going to be hard work.
It's just,
you know, so you have to be all in it. That's another thing that I tell people.
Yes.
People are like, I understand that some people have to be in a 9-to-5 and then start their side gig and evolve. I understand all of that, but you have to be all in it. Even if you have another job, just like you're all in it in that job, you have to be all in it in your project, in your endeavor, because if not, it's not going to work. You have to be open to going through the whole process and going through the ups and downs, because if you think you're gonna start and it's just gonna happen like that, I mean, it's not. It's a process like anything else.
It doesn't. Exactly. It takes time. Yeah. And a lot of choices and decisions. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's kind of scary.
Of course.
You know, it really is. But that's where you just really got to know it's what you want.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Lene, this has been wonderful. I can talk to you for a long time. Is there anything else you want to share before we say goodbye? Where can people connect with you? What's your website? Of course, I'll leave links below for everyone to check them out. But if you can tell them where's the best way to contact you and all of that.
Well, we are online at louiselynette.com. Mm-hmm. And we are also going to be going into boutiques. And also we have a big show coming up September 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Oh, great.
I believe in September in New York.
Oh, that's amazing.
And it's the Coterie Magic Show. Mm-hmm. And would love to see a lot of people there. And as well as visiting us online.
Amazing. And connect with them also on Instagram. I'll make sure to leave that link below so you can start getting to know the brand, and their pieces are beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So
thank you.
Please check them out. I want to thank you so much for taking the time today to be here with us, to share your experiences and everything. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Sandra.
Well, my absolute pleasure. Guys, if you like this episode, please let us know, you know, like it, share it, subscribe. And if you have any questions at all, please send them my way. Leave comments in the section below and we'll make sure to answer them. And again, just thank you, Lynette, for being here. And I hope that you guys have an amazing rest of your day. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Okay? Bye, guys.
Yes, I would love that. Bye-bye.
Bye.